Hey, what's going on? This is June. I want to tell you about Bob, roommate Bob's shop, modified screen printing and design. It's located at 1117 Southeast Division here in lovely Portland, Oregon. Okay, now check this out. Bob has got gloves for sale, winter gloves, the little stretchy kind that go over your hand, the cotton ones, and you can get whatever you want printed on each of the digits. So that's 8 letters, 4 on each hand. You could get, you get Poop Dude, you get Hobo Camp, you could even get Rose City. You can go into Modified, or you can go to a local event called the Sippin' Shop at the Spare Room. That's at 42nd and Alberta on Wednesday, December 16th. Bob will be making them there in person, and they're only $15 for both of them, and you can get whatever the fuck you want on them. Not to mention, you can drink at the Sippin' Shop, and then you can check out some of the other local vendors. And to reiterate, that's Modified Screen Printing and Design. Hope to see you there.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Euch Jungs gefällt also diese Musik, wie?
Ja, Mann, das ist Guitar Hero. Stan und Kyle sind echt gut.
Wollt ihr Kids mal was richtig Cooles erleben? Zieht euch das mal rein.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Once I rose above...
Dad, was soll das?
Ich kann viele von diesen Liedern auf einer echten Gitarre spielen. Soll ich euch Jungs das vielleicht beibringen?
Das ist schwul, Mr. Marsh.
Ja, das ist bescheuert.
Aber das ist echt.
Echte Gitarren sind was für alte Leute.
Wären Sie so nett, Sir? Wir möchten gern Stan und Kyle spielen sehen.
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2202, the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet, inside the mother lair. The date is December 5th, 2009, and this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
Pat, you always, usually, I listen to a couple of the shows, and you're always,
I'm Pat.
I'm Pat.
I'm Pat.
I'm Pat.
I'm Sheila.
I'm Pat, and then you kind of and then after that you kind of go, I'm Pat.
Crazy Pat,
like psyching people
this
out.
This makes me feel really great.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I don't mean to make you sound Pat.
You make me sound Pat. I'm Pat. I don't make you speak very
I'm Pat.
But we're here.
Whoa, how are you?
The weather's been very, 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 very nice in Portland.
How's it?
It's been sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not raining, at least.
Yesterday was beautiful.
It's cold.
Yesterday was really nice for like 3 hours. Awesome. Stayed inside all day.
Jerked off
4 times.
You went on a sexcapade?
I was like
a
Mingus.
Solo sexcapade?
I was just jerking off in a patch of sunlight that streamed across the bed.
Look at him go. Mm-hmm. Mingus is just lying on the bed sleeping.
Fucking good thing.
He has no worries.
Good thing we don't pay our interns.
So how's your week, Patrick? It was
all right.
Did you do anything
Let's move
fun?
On.
Skydiving? You getting any knife fights?
Oh, is that what happened last week? I went skydiving? I forgot about that. Nothing really went. I was just reading a lot of news, keeping up on the issues of today. I didn't do any of that.
The man of now.
Tomorrow.
I kind of dig it.
I'm Jimmy tomorrow.
I am gonna open a beer. I'm Una.
I'm fixin' to.
Fixin'. I've fixed and to drink it now.
Crack of the whip.
What about you, Jenny? How are you? What's up?
My car died.
Baby speedster.
What?
Rest in peace.
I know. My way to work on Friday, like, it was weird, too, because it was totally fine, and, like, halfway to work, something...
Hi, Jenny, are you ready to go to work?
Yeah, and something just happened, and it started going, like, all chuggy
it started bucking,
and weird. It kind of was bucking. And so I was like, oh, God, please just fucking make it to work, and I took it to my mechanic today, and she's dead. I mean, I was able to drive her home, but...
It's dead, like, gone.
It's time to take it to you, pull it.
And get the 150.
And get the $150, hopefully.
We were joking around that she should just drive it till it dies and, you know, spend $150 on a bomb, put it on the bottom of the car, and just blow the fucker up.
Or wherever
so
it dies.
She doesn't deal with it when it dies.
Wherever it dies, I'll just put a free sign on it like people do with couches and shit and just
leave
it.
Someone will take it.
Yeah, somebody
Someone
would take it.
Someone will fucking take it in this town.
They will. And
put some bottles and cans.
Yeah, a hobo will come
Or inside
it.
And lock the
a hobo
door.
Hobo will live in it.
Car with trunk full of cans.
Yeah, totally.
Keys inside.
Pays for
bonus
itself.
Blanket.
Bonus banky.
Yeah. So that sucks. I'm coming to the realization that it's... Oh, and I lost my coat because I'm a moron. So I'm bus bound. It's freezing and I have no coat.
Well, I don't know, Jenny. Well, how did you lose your coat last night?
I got drunk and then for some reason decided that I didn't need a coat.
Come on.
The Jägermeister made me warm.
The hell you say? Shenanigans.
So I'm hoping that it's at the bar. I'm going to have to go check it out on my way home and hopefully I still have a coat.
Well, you can borrow that, my black coat.
June's keeping me warm.
I got you.
So thank God it isn't raining and like.
At least raining now. It's Portland. The clouds can move in.
I've been enjoying Saturday. I slept in today till 7:45.
I'm so glad.
Look
out!
That's
so glad you're a baker. You have to wake up 3:30.
Yeah, my own.
Time to make
I had to
the
get
donuts.
Up and make my shitty tea for the morning.
I slept until 9.
Baby Speedster, though, has been around for a long time.
Yeah, $900
car. That car had a good run.
For how long?
Over 3 years. So you can't beat that, man.
Nope, you can't.
Well, it's you bought it used, too.
Yeah, I bought it used from...
I thought she bought a new car for $300, for $900.
Yeah, brand new.
Did you mention Baby Speedster's a Lamborghini?
Yeah. I bought it from a really nice
Russian
couple.
Bought it from a Shriner. It's the smallest Lamborghini in the town.
Yeah, it, you know. Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
It's always smoked. It squeaks. It's a good car. Well, it was like a swamp in there.
Did you have a name for it other than Baby Speedster?
No, Chip likes to call it Base Bay.
Who's Chip? You mean
Karen's boyfriend?
Sweet Karen's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Chip can't be referred to.
No, the other day
Chip,
we went out for mimosas for breakfast. Breakfast.
Breakfast.
And
I knew a girl who could not say breakfast. She said breakfast.
Really?
I knew her. I'd say breakfast.
Breakfast.
She'd go breakfast. And I say
break.
And she no, I said say break.
What is this, a
and
fucking
went,
Family Guy routine?
No. This is why I love the whip. Because she was like that. Say breck. Breck. Say fist.
Fist.
Fist. Say breakfast.
Breakfast.
This was in 1997. This was real.
Yeah, you
in
could, my life. You should be able to kill people now for that.
I'm suing you, Seth MacFarlane.
So Baby Speedster. Cheers to Baby Speedster.
Cheers,
rest in peace.
Rest in
Jenny
pieces.
Doesn't have a beer with her because she
lost her coat.
Because I can't afford to lose another coat.
Because it's not.
Oh, so back to what June was saying. We were having mimosas, and Chip and Karen were listening to the show. And
Sweet Karen.
We were talking about something, and we kept referring to Chip as Karen's boyfriend. And he's like, what? No, I don't even have a name. And so...
Why does Karen's boyfriend need a name?
Because he doesn't.
Well, the thing is Karen's boyfriend is a very good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of all of us. But just, I don't know, we just decided to just call
well,
him
Karen's
boyfriend.
Well, and Karen also told us that he...
Karate kick.
That he hates listening to the podcast.
Yeah,
so
that's
now
right.
He's banned. Now he doesn't get a name.
So we decided to call him Sweet Karen's boyfriend. Which, you know, Sweet Karen's boyfriend came over the other day to check out Baby Speedster, or last
he
night.
He did. And we were joking that he isn't the dog whisperer. He's the car listener. He just listens to the cars, and he's like, yep, looks like you got a piece of shit on your hands. Time to get a new car.
You got a bunch of money. From last week's show, we didn't say what the answer to the quiz was.
We had a quiz last week?
Yeah. The question was, how many grooves are there on one side of a 45 record?
Ooh.
One. That's the answer. Right.
What?
Did we ask that last week?
Yeah, we did.
I don't understand.
I thought we forgot it, but when
was I
going through and doing shit.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Okay. The question was, on one side of a 45 album,
okay,
how many grooves are there?
I don't know. I don't
one.
Get it. It just continuous?
Yeah, it's a continuous groove.
Okay, I got it.
Or else the needle would just go around.
It's a riddle.
It's a funky groove.
I don't remember that question.
That and the outro music was a band called RTX.
I like when we ask questions and then we forget to ever answer.
Well,
them.
Robert Cannon was drunk, so that
he was drunk and kind of fueling our
insanity,
our gumption, our little sporadicness.
Robert Cannon's back. Yeah, I like him. He's got a beard. He knows.
He's
got a.
He's a working man.
We also, well, actually, you know what? I have to talk about. Because if any geeks listen to the show, which I'm sure
they are all geeks.
Also, you live in your mother's basement if you listen to this too now. So let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah. I'm living it. Yeah, this is all broadcasted. It's put on the internet. It's inside my mom's basement. The mother lair.
The mother lair.
I got a new Xbox game called The Left 4 Dead 2. Yeah. Fuck yeah, that's
Are we
right.
really talking about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, we are, because
it's
is
even
rad.
It's written down. June wanted to make sure that we touch on this.
I want to say anybody out there that likes it's a great game. Now I feel bad. My carpet stinks. I had to clean my carpet earlier today.
It's,
and
it's
now
not
I just like
me.
I can't stop smelling.
You can't stand the
you know
smell
why?
Of clean.
It's because my area doesn't smell like me. It smells, I don't know, whatever, the ocean scent, or I don't know what the fuck.
I
clean the carpet.
Did you ever notice what his room smelled like, before
no.
today? I never did
well,
either.
I don't like it.
Now I just know it smells different. It doesn't smell, but it smells fine.
Well, I am going to eat a bunch of asparagus and go on a pee fest.
Pee it up.
This needs
you
to
need,
smell
he
like
need the mwah. Scent of
That's
Bunton.
Great. And thanks, because you when we do the show, you make me sit on the floor, so I really dig that.
Stack. I'm gonna put my Slee Stack outfit on, eat some asparagus.
I wish you had
a gallon of Slee water
Stack.
And go.
I wish you
wild.
Had a Slee Stack outfit.
Who is that? I know
it's
that
from
name.
Land of the Lost, the crazy me. Monsters with the big eyes.
They scared the shit
me
out
too.
Of me when I was little.
Except for the safe one, it was just like, I'm being beaten. Save me, Paul Robertson.
What?
There was an episode where one of the Slee Stacks was a good guy.
Say that again. Slee Stack.
Slee Stack.
Slee Stack.
Breakfast.
Slee Stack. Breakfast.
Hey, I'm going to meet Lisa at breakfast.
Her name is Lisa Marie, actually. Not
Marie
Presley, but I forget her last name.
I don't know.
She had big, beautiful blue eyes.
Who the fuck? So where did you go from Slee Stack to Lisa Marie? Who's Lisa
breakfast.
Marie?
Breakfast.
Oh, the breakfast girl. Okay.
Thank you, Jenny.
I got confused.
I'm going to shut up now.
I got lost. There's something that we've talked on the show about.
I'm so
many, 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 many times. And what did we? I think we misdiagnosed what we were actually talking about. The auto tuner. What were we calling it before?
I don't know.
We called it something else. Anyway, the fucking
the fidge bucket,
the fidge, the wonky donkey.
There is another name for it.
No, I think we just
we are
called
maybe
it something
wrong.
Different. I thought it was a. All I can think is defibrillator, and I know that's not right.
We'll get an archivist.
Although you
on
could
it.
Probably get the same tone out of somebody or the same notes out of somebody.
Oh,
but so I went online to try and find a.
Sorry.
Really? Is that it? Is that how you sneeze? What? That was
well,
your
no,
sneeze?
That was a weird sneeze because I tried to be really quiet so that it wouldn't like. That's not normally how I sneeze, though.
You need to auto-tune that sneeze.
No, I'm all embarrassed about my sneeze.
So everyone's embarrassed about their sneeze because the people who are not embarrassed by their sneezes are fucking idiots.
Need to die.
They're like, hey. Is that how you sneeze? Yeah. Yes, and that's right.
No, I think I have an unmasculine sneeze.
You don't have an unmasculine sneeze. You have a sneeze that just doesn't
BT
seem like
BT has
it should
an
come
unmasculine
out of
sneeze. Sorry, baby.
What does he go?
Achoo, meow. Yeah.
Do you know why people sneeze like that? Is to not let out mucus. When I sneeze, it's coming out. I can't do anything.
I can't
it.
Control it. Like
it's
if
like
I,
my it's like
so
my
you
cock.
Have a Peter North sneeze?
Totally. Don't be anywhere around when Patrick sneezes. You get blown out your chair.
And it lasts 30 seconds.
If I sneeze, get a dental dam. It's coming out. Watch your mouth out with fucking Comet, man.
Oh, that's terrible. So the auto-tuner bullshit. I went online and I was like, I wonder if anybody else has the same feeling that we do. And it ends up that a bunch of people have the same kind of shit.
Of course they do. It's ridiculous.
And
the first time I think I ever heard the auto-tuner was that Cher song.
Oh, do you
believe?
Well, there also, I don't know if we should go into it now, that I actually can do an auto-tune.
We just discovered that June
we were
can...
joking around. We were fucking around with it. And
the Blue Patrick's
I can kind of do an
he just did it. He just all of a sudden did it. I'm like, how long have you been working on that? He goes, nah. And I go, you just did that.
And
right
it's
now.
Just, no, there's no, it's just the microphone and whatever. And so we share, shall we share it?
Shall we show
for breakfast?
Why we show breakfast? Lisa Marie?
So it ends up that there's a lot of people that hate the auto-tune. One of the girls at work listens to a radio station, and it's all auto-tune.
Yeah, and all
shit.
Everything is.
Right now is auto-tune.
You don't even have to be a good singer anymore. They'll just like make your pitch.
But that's
like
what
fucking
the,
Lindsay Lohan can be a singer.
But that's
because...
what the auto-tuner was used for. But what like now it's being actually used as an effect that's
right.
Annoying.
Yeah, right.
And the Cher song is a little bit of auto-tune, but it's more vocoder. Like they just
vocoder.
Do you believe in life after love?
See that? That's
exactly. You're amazing.
I need a girlfriend.
I wish that you
bad.
All could have
no,
seen.
If, girlfriend if a girlfriend will take that away from you, fuck
yeah.
That. You're never getting
then
laid
I don't,
again.
Then I don't want
I'll
that.
Get you. Jenny, Christmas is coming up. Hookers for June.
Okay.
Hookers.
We're going to go
Yay!
In.
And while you're ramming her,
daddy.
Can you say, call me daddy in a vocoder voice?
Call me daddy. Call me daddy. So we fucking...
Mon Dios! Because they're all going to be Hispanic hookers.
Yes.
Best kind.
I love Latino.
Mon Dieu! We'll get you a French check from Quebec.
Ooh, merci.
Dorian.
Merci.
How do you do that? You're amazing.
No, I sit with my cat and...
June's got a lot of time on his hands.
I'm like, Mingus has this sound and he can't talk. He just nods yes or
yes,
no.
Yes,
his eyes tell novels.
So anyway, we're... fucking hate the auto-tuner bullshit, and
we actually watched part of a Kanye West video.
Well, that's the thing is, I was wondering if anybody, because a lot, maybe some of the people don't know what the auto-tuner is or what it sounds like.
This one is actually the most subtle as
no.
Like, oh well, in the beginning it's subtle. It's not there as much, and then it comes.
Well, I don't
want
to listen to this whole turd bag.
I don't either.
But I was listening to some of the stuff online, and they had a. Pieces where they actually had, you know, singer-songwriter stuff with the auto-tuner on it.
Fucking stop it, people.
No, no. What I was thinking is that they went in there, they recorded the song, the record, whoever label or what they were on, and post, they were going, she just didn't hit that note, or he didn't hit that note, and they just auto-tuned it.
But I've been in...
So it's real subtle.
Have you ever used it? Because I know you record it. Have you ever
I've
used
never
it?
Used it.
I've been in a studio. My friend Michelle was recording on a record, and we were sitting there, and we're... scratch vocals. They weren't going to use the vocals for the final mix. It's a saw. It's an auto-tune saw outside. they weren't going to use the vocals, and we'd be like, Michelle, what do you want the guitars to do? We're about to record the guitars. What do you think? We want your input. And she'd go, I don't know. Because she could not stop listening to her vocals kind of being flat or sharp.
Just kill the channel.
And the no, well, we kind of need it as a reference. It's easier when the vocalist is there. So the engineer goes, after she kind of just said, I can't deal with it for about 2 hours when we're trying to record, the engineer goes, give me 2 hours. I'll kind of go through and fix it. And all he does is take the little notes that are a little flat and moves them up.
Right.
And then when you hear them, I could play shit that she would done. It sounds like someone's singing. It does not sound auto-tuned.
Yeah, it doesn't sound altered.
It just moves. And there's an art to it of moving. That's what it is for. That's why it was invented. And now this is...
Yeah, it's being used as an effect now instead of a tool to make your notes.
See, I always liked going into the studio and being able to just nail it. Practice
or just
for a month before you go in.
Before all the digital stuff, when you had tape, you had to do that.
Right.
You just had to keep doing tracks and tracks and tracks.
Reels.
You couldn't do anything about like Bohemian Rhapsody. They couldn't be like, oh, we'll just fucking put it through the
box.
Yeah,
seriously.
Well, they, you know, they were good.
Yeah
they were
they
actual
was that band
fucking
name?
Musicians.
Queen?
Breakfast After Tiffany?
I don't know.
So anyway, to kind of give a reference of what the auto-tuner is
abused,
we found this Kanye West song.
Kanye.
There you go. You got it.
I just learned it by watching you, like drugs.
And
I learned it by watching
so
you.
So this is kind of an example of the auto-tuner. I kind of like that thing.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you, but the vibe
okay, it gets
is wrong,
it gets better.
And it haunted me.
Oh yeah.
All the way
there it is.
Home. So you never know.
He's such a douchebag.
Screaming no, 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 no.
Losing control.
Way I want to see, I want to move, but can't escape from you.
Once it hits like the chorus part, it's really, really bad.
Yeah, it gets hairy. Like, oh, you can't hear it over the drums. Very good. But anyway, that's kind of an example of what the auto-tune is. And we were listening to one of the top pop stations in town, and it's just riddled with the auto-tune, and it's silly. It's Cuckoo Town. Coco. Jesus Christ. Patrick had to go pee-pee.
I did. I drank a lot of Coca-Cola this morning.
Lots of Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Like whiskey.
No, just Coca-Cola.
So anyway, auto-tuner, what is this going to do to the music in 10 years?
It's going
to
fade it out. It's not going to change.
Yeah, maybe it'll just be a phase and it'll go away.
It's going to go away. People are going to go away,
but when you hear that shit, is that going to be like the disco beat?
Yeah, but disco went away. Remember morphing? Remember when Willow came out? And it was like, Willow, what are you? Which was auto-tune, weirdly enough. Willow, what are you doing? Oh. And everything got morphed. And then the Michael Jackson video, black and white, and all the faces morphed together. You remember after that point, morphing was everywhere.
Right.
It was in commercials. And then now no one really uses it anymore.
Well, that and the Matrix thing, where they spun the camera around with the still, the karate
auto-tuning kick. Will go away. And I think Attack really helped with that. It did. It's done.
They really Jesus know how to Christ. Use the auto-tuner
greatness. I think the engineer, I don't know who the engineer of that record was, but I think he was a good guy going, this band, what else can I fucking do? I might as well put an effect on it and auto-tuned it. And there was like, that's great. And he was just like, oh, this sucks.
You know, I think that's why I don't want to have children because of the fact that I don't want to listen to their shitty fucking music. Is that bad?
No, well,
I don't think it's bad. I think.
Are you gonna?
Well, you know, another thing is like I have to see all my friends go through the same kind of bullshit that I've gone through. But you have to go through it to learn it. I can't do it again. I have a bunch of friends that have gone through the same bullshit. I don't want to see my kid make those same mistakes.
But when you, so when
or
you,
it could kind of be funny.
Say
like,
if you don't. let me ask you this: when you, even if you don't have kids, if you're like 60 years old and you're listening to the music. In 30 years from now, in 2040, if you're listening to the music that's really popular, are you going to be sitting there going, this music fucking sucks? Or are you going to be listening to it going, maybe there's some good shit out there?
Well, you know, it'd be easier if I wasn't a hypocrite. Because I'm a total hypocrite. I mean, there. I could pick and choose shit that I liked. I mean, I'm sure that there's different genres that are going to be more appealing to me.
Right, exactly.
But
you know the old fucks who are just like, music isn't like what, no one knows how to write a melody anymore. Well, some people
know
how to write a melody.
You know what I think? That those people just had bad dentists.
How do you mean?
Okay. You ever notice the crotchety old dudes are kind of have either dentures or
toothless.
Like missing teeth?
Yeah.
How sucky is it to go to the dentist and have them go, we're going to have to pull these teeth out. And before, you know, after the, you know, our boys came back from WW2, the dentists had to pull fucking teeth because they got, you know, they were in the war. They lost teeth.
There were some shell concussions.
And that will make
that
a motherfucker pissed off.
Yeah, you lose your teeth, you're going to lose your mind.
You know, the whole thing is if I had to walk around with a fucked up mouth of teeth, I'm going to be pissed at everything, let alone music. People, my fucking house,
dog
everything.
Shitting on my lawn.
Well, that's all right.
As a father, it's really good and rewarding just to help you know when you're listening to a piece of music and a 9-year-old, your 9-year-old, walks up and goes, this isn't very good, is it? And you go, no, it is not. And he just goes, I knew it.
Well, see, your kids are special.
Are your kids to an age where they want to listen to their own music, or are they still just listening to like what you and Liz listen to?
No, they hear things and say, I want this. This is what they say. I want this on my playlist.
So what kind of music do your kids listen to?
Anything between Beethoven to Europe's Final Countdown.
Fuck yeah.
To Show Motley Crue. No, like this is, you just play them stuff. If they go, I want to hear this over and over again, they like it. If they don't say that, but then they don't say anything. Now it's getting the age.
So they're
this
not listening
really
to
good.
The shit on the radio. They're listening to like stuff that you and Liz have played for them, and they're like, I like that.
I like
Motley Crue song.
Or,
I like whatever.
And sometimes it's been diverted. Like if they heard Attack and they're like, I really like this, I could be like,
you're like, yeah, you really don't.
Jedi, no, you don't.
4 years ago, there was a time
the
they heard this. They heard this song that was on a mix CD that Liz got from work, and they're like, I really like this song, and it was just like Attack 4 years ago without the autotune. It sucked. And then they were listening to it, and they're like, I really love this song. And then I went, okay, we're going to not play this song anymore. And they're like, but I like it. And then I put Kickstart My Heart on, and they were like, I want to listen to this song over and over again.
Nice.
It's diversion.
Little crew.
But I knew
can't
that.
Stop
my heart. It just.
See, my kid would be born with like an auto-tuner birthmark. Like whatever, or whatever fuck. You know,
he'd
like,
be the chosen one. He
no,
does not
like,
believe in the auto-tuner.
No, he'd be the sign of the beast of shit. Maybe my cup's half empty. I think so.
Maybe it's
in the
half
kid department.
I don't think so.
I think, well, I don't know. Maybe
what happens if you had a kid who really hated music, like Mr. Holland's kid?
Oh, I'd
Mr.
beat
Holland's
the shit
opens.
Out of him.
He was just deaf, right?
But he still hated music. couldn't hear it, so he obviously didn't like it.
Yeah. God, dumb deaf kid.
We're not going there.
You know how deaf kids clap?
Don't. We're not fucking with deaf kids.
That's Patrick how they is do just it. Doing jazz hands.
That's how they clap. when deaf people give applause, they go like this.
Why?
Because they going like this is not going to make any sound. They want to show the performer that they that they want
visual. But this is still a visual. Well, if you see somebody smacking their hands together, you're like, oh, they are clapping for
but
me.
But if you were performing and you have full hearing, if somebody's going, yeah, wouldn't you be better than like, polite? It's almost kind of better.
I kind of like the jazz hands.
The deafs are good
Hello.
For something.
Great show.
Heard the bass beats, nothing else. Oh,
okay. I listened to the last show and we went on a tirade on deaf.
You
did?
Did
we lay off on the deaf for a week?
The Hideous Creature Shows is not hate deaf people.
Wait, did I start doing the deaf voice?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot about this.
Oh, fuck.
I need to listen to this show.
Yeah, well, I was, yeah.
I didn't know how
fuck,
that,
who
you
cares?
Weren't here.
Who
it was hard. It's
shit.
Good to have you back, by the way, Jenny.
I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to not be barfing anymore. That was awful.
Barf.
You think I'd learn
love
my
Robert,
lesson after
I love,
all these years.
And I love Robert Cannon. I love him.
I know,
he's a really nice guy.
Man.
I like being around him. It makes me feel like a better person.
Beer is going right through me. Do you want to take an early fake?
Sure.
How long have we gone?
It's we're at 26.
Yeah,
fuck
let's
yeah.
do it.
Okay.
That's
we got
fine.
Some time. Okay, we're going
to take it. So you're listening to the
Hidden... Play a movie madness real quick.
One, dun, 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 dun.
I'm going to display the rules again, the new
okay.
rules. Because Robert, fucking cocksucker motherfucker, fucked our shit up last week. That's
really?
Right, fucker.
Well, he changed the rules and he told us, and I was like, okay, I'm good with that. And then Robert was like, what was it last week? He was just like, oh, Night of Living Dead. Like, and we're like,
we should just talk shit about Robert like we hate
well,
him.
Well, no. You know what? What the fuck is on his goddamn
you know
face?
What?
There were like Beatles coming out of that shit.
You know
that
what
Auburn
sucks is
stuff.
His natural, icky smell.
God.
He smells horrible.
I'm sad I didn't get a smell, Robert.
And I hate his crow eye.
what the hell is his crow eye?
The one that
his
like
creature
he can look
eye.
At you and he can look at me at the same time.
That's because he got kicked in the head by a mule.
It's always a mule. We should change it to like a
orangutan.
A bunny rabbit.
He got kicked repeatedly by a rabbit.
It's a mule. Like
that's what you get when you try.
Well, Robert on the farm isn't gonna fuck a bunny rabbit. He's gonna fuck a mule. That's why it's gonna kick him.
That's the only reason mules kick is if you're trying to fuck them.
Or you tried to put that carrot on a stick and like duct tape it to the head, you know, so you can go in to do shit. Anyway.
Okay, so
movie madness.
Robert, fuck off.
I love you, Robert Cannon.
I love you, Robert.
I want to stroke your chest hair.
All right, so the rules now are that we are going to hold the hold your shit until the end of the show.
We're not. If you don't know what it is, don't say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get one shot, and then if you miss it, it's over.
So just don't say it. Just go and pretend. If
I
you know,
I'm
going
to taunt you if
is
I know.
Stupid. Yeah, no, you should. Fuck
or
with each
you
other.
Should be like, don't know what it is, and then
like,
you'll get cocky.
Yeah. If
and
you don't
end,
know this, I'm
going to
have
like,
Robert
burn!
Come and try and fuck you with a carrot.
I don't know it.
All right. So here we go.
Pain. It's a kind of magic.
Can I have it again?
Kind of magic.
Okay.
So on that note, and you know what? I don't have a fucking question. I think whatever. If we have, we don't. Whatever. But there's some information that I need to give. I have a new phone number. It's 503-928-7751. Pause. Get a pen. Get a paper. Call my ass whenever the fuck you want. Drunk dial. Whatever it is. It's 503-928. 7751. Do you like the pause?
I do.
Because I always like the curdy.
Oh, people
the
are like,
pause.
Blah, 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 when they read their phone numbers. You have to listen to messages like three times.
Yeah, fuck that. Not
I'm
me.
I'm not in a hurry.
I'm a courteous.
I need time to write.
Phone number giver. Also, you're listening to the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Patrick. And we'll be right back after Fake Break.
Ah, home sweet home, the little nest, where after work a man can rest. Or take a peaceful stroll outdoors, doing little simple chores.
Weed the garden, cut the grass, paint the window, fix the glass, trim the shrubbery, grind the axe. But take it easy, dear. Relax.
Oh, these little women have a way, but maybe I forgot to say, she always has my favorite brand, Carling's Black Label beer on hand.
What a happy thought, hey, Mabel, a great idea, Black Label. Nothing too good for good company, Carling's Black Label beer. The quality brew at the popular price. Enjoy the best, take our advice. Get Carling's Black Label, Carling's Black Label beer. Mabel, Black Label, Carling's Black Label beer.
Back with the Hideous Creature Show. The other day I was sleeping. I don't know if I talked about this before or not, but I was sleeping in bed. It was maybe a month ago or whatever, and I heard this this knocking sound. It's all, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And Mingus and I are sleeping. Mingus is my cat, and we both wake up in bed.
What?
What? We're like Bert and Ernie. We got two little separate beds.
Oh, what's that, Mingus?
Yeah. And we're both like, what the fuck is it? And it's right outside my window, and I'm up on the second story of the house I'm at. And we're both, what the fuck is that? And again, knocking. I'm thinking, who the fuck is on my roof trying to get my attention? And in the summertime, I just leave my window kind of open so that I get the fresh breeze of summertime. Or did I say winter? In the summertime?
No, you said summertime.
And we look over, and there's a fucking woodpecker sitting on right outside of my window, attached to the window, just knocking.
On the window?
Right on the paneling outside the window,
okay,
the pane.
On the frame?
Is that the frame?
The wood part?
Right.
Okay.
And Mingus does this. He gets an eyeful of the bird, and he's all,
I love when cats do that.
Like, he's like, I want to eat that so bad.
It's so funny. Do they think that they're making a bird sound?
I don't know.
My cats do it to bugs, too.
I think
like
that
flies, whatever.
They're very into wanting to eat it. And well, that's like we were before cable. And the internet's with boobs.
Remember? Eat.
Like, you'd go see a movie just because there might be boobs in it.
Yeah. Oh, and there was so many boobs in 80s
gratuitous
movies.
Boobs.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but, and you know, you catch the cats doing that shit. they go binary. Like they want that bird so bad.
1-0-0-0-1-1-0-0-0-1.
How could
get that cat in my mouth?
But so your cats do the same bullshit? I think cats are hardwired.
There was a stink bug in my house yesterday, and Dee Dee, I thought she was gonna fucking explode. So I kept flying around the light, and I grabbed a piece of paper and like flicked it down on the ground so she could get it.
Did she eat it?
Yep.
Good.
The whole, did it crunch? Did you hear it crunch?
I didn't hear it crunch, but I was like, who is a good hunter? You know, she got her kill.
You know, she didn't give a fuck what you were saying. She was just like,
no, I petted her and told her.
You should have did the.
Oh, God, I did a horrible thing once to my friend Jay's cat, Steven. He caught a mouse and he had it cornered. And I went up and I was like, Steven, good job. And I was petting him and he got distracted by my petting and the mouse got away.
Oh, man.
I was like, I totally fucking like
good
mouse
job.
Blocked him.
Good job.
M-blocked him.
I felt like such shit. I was like, oh, dude, I'm sorry.
There was a mouse in the house. This is years and years and years ago. And I grabbed Mingus and I held him like a gun. And we cornered the mouse, and I pointed Mingus at the mouse, thinking in my head that as soon as he, you know, caught the mouse in his visual, that he would just tear ass after it, right? And I'm holding him like a rifle, and I even cocked him,
like under the belly.
His front legs are hanging out, and like, and I went chuck chuck, and then he saw it, and he just went. In my hands, he like froze, and I put him down, and he just like stood there, and he caught it, and you know,
nice.
Did his thing with it.
Good.
I don't know what
Mingus like go outside and kill mice and then leave them on your doorstep.
Whenever I'd go to Hawaii, I'd come back and there'd be a bird. He'd always leave me a bird, so I'd come back in like 2 or 3 weeks, and
it's so cute. They're
be like
here,
a little birdie there,
like the little contribution.
Look what I did.
Well, I'd eat
look
it.
Look what I got for you.
Put this on the
whatever
fridge.
Kind of bird it is. I fry it up.
I'd put
a gold star on this baby right next to the shopping list.
I'd eat it. But, so.
Hey, June?
Yeah.
I need another movie madness.
Okay.
I need it.
We can do that.
I need it.
I need it right now.
Let me get it ready. Hold on. All right, here we go.
I don't like boats. I don't like water. I'm a man, not a fish.
One more time, you want to hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
I don't like boats. I don't like water. I'm a man, not a fish.
That's ringing some bells, but I got nothing.
Really?
I know.
All right, so before we get into the news and shit, we got to call Kenny because we talked to a friend of ours, Colorado Kenny, about doing movie reviews. And I'm like, hey, can you send us like 3 minutes tops of movie reviews? And he's sending me 8 minutes worth of fucking
of rambling.
Audio, and he's talking about popcorn and all kinds of shit. And we're like,
Kenny gets off task.
I just want a little.
Can I ask you a question? Was Bob supposed to give us a review of the Fantastic Mr. Fox or the Fabulous Mr. Fox?
I heard it's good.
Because Bob saw it last week, and he's like, "Oh, I'll let you know what's going on." We need to get him on that. Maybe we can come.
Well,
in.
That's Roald Dahl and
Wes Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a great little.
I didn't know it was Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson did it, yeah. Huh. Totally.
Let's get
Megan saw it. She said it was great.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
She liked it.
This is Kenny.
Yeah, we're going to give Kenny a call. Last time we called Kenny, he was in a library.
Hello.
Hey, Kenny, what's up? This is June. How are you? You beast.
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Good.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So what the fuck is up with you leaving 8-minute messages on a 3-minute spot?
You know what? Okay. Here's a couple things. A number one, motherfucker.
Yeah? Talk to me.
You can't swear. This doesn't have the explicit tag, Kenny.
You know what? Oh, forgive me. I don't have any change to put in a jar. I never was told... A, number one, I was never told that I had a time limit. And A, number two...
2.5.
The other requirement was to be drunk when you call.
Was that really a fucking requirement?
Mm-hmm.
I, Yeah, I think you did.
No.
And I...
Jenny's saying yes.
You would get a cabbage?
I know you're full of the drunk. But that's you.
So, anyway, I remember telling you specifically, hey, I need about 3 minutes worth of stuff, and then the first one was 6, and now it's 8, and so we're going to get 10 minutes next week? What's up?
No, if you actually look at logarithmically, it'll be 12.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not even going to do movie reviews. I'm going to do cold.
Oh, no, Kenny, you have to do movie reviews, man. Your first one was great.
It's like when I go to the mall, I'm going to review going to the mall.
Do it. Review the people
at the
mall.
Yeah, just make sure it's under 2.5 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we got this on tape now, so.
I'll be like, I was just at the fucking mall and it was gay.
I was just at the Foot Locker.
Over out.
Can you do, Kenny, can you do a story on Spencer Gifts? You need to do a radio story. I'm in Spencer Gifts. I'm looking at a skeleton with Avril Lavigne's fucking sticker on it, and I want to buy it. Do that.
Of what?
No idea. Avril Lavigne?
Avril Lavigne.
She's a stupid teeny bopper singer.
I
like her. I like her.
Is she hot?
She's a punk.
She's Canadian, I believe.
She is Canadian.
Too.
Isn't that John Candy's daughter?
Funny.
She's funny?
Well, Canadians are at least 10 years ahead.
For you.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you get the new Tom Waits record?
I did not get it. I listened to some of the stuff online, but I haven't got a chance to listen to it.
June is really busy.
Kenny, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Patrick?
Nothing much, man. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, I heard you don't remember me.
I don't remember you. June's telling me all this shit.
Race the
brain freeze. I remember that, and it's like... It's like a cardboard cutout of a black person with a question mark on it when I'm looking over when you're there. You know what I mean? That's what it's like. I'm like, I have no, like, I talk to Kenny. I know that, but I can't picture his face.
He's handsome.
So you just have a silhouette.
Yeah, kind of, with a question mark on its head.
Wow.
That is what Kenny looks like.
Kenny, if at your funeral, what song do you want?
Exactly
what?
That is what he looks like.
Okay. Kenny, at your funeral, what song do you want to be played for all the people who are still alive mourning your
Cherokee
departure?
Cherokee Nation.
Yeah!
Cherokee Nation.
Thank you,
that
Kenny.
That is the best possible answer.
You have to have the auto-tuner on it, though, right?
Yeah.
Cherokee tribe.
But, I want
to live.
Huh?
So proud to die.
Very good.
I want Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher.
my lady friend sings that at the karaoke.
Really? Oh, I
Is
love it.
Is she good at it, or does she suck?
That and Aqualung by
Fuck yeah, dude. Cole.
I was
and
just
it's the fucking shit.
That needs
That's
some auto-tune
awesome.
Right there. Aqualung needs some auto-tune.
I want Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh yeah,
I want some afterlife loving from you or fellatio. Come on, step up.
I want red wine by UB40.
Oh God, that song is so fucking.
That's
awful.
Also that's already auto-tuned, kind of. That was like the late '80s, early '90s version of auto-tune.
That song's one of those that gets in and will not leave.
But kind of so good.
I was asking people at work who's better, Jimmy Cliff or UB40.
They say UB40.
Like, bullshit! It's UB40, motherfucker. They're like, no,
they invented reggae. Hello.
Yeah, brought it up.
All they do is invent reggae by covering reggae. Other people's songs.
Anyway, hey, so for your next movie review, could you do 3 minutes?
Do
Pretty
what?
Please, do 3 minutes for your next movie review.
You bet.
Because
yeah.
I tell you, it's good stuff.
I didn't know I was under time constraints.
Well,
you
know.
I was trying to keep them short, but I was also drunk.
Well, it's funny because there's tons of, like, smoking. If I cut out, because I was doing some editing on it, and I noticed that, like, I could cut, like, 3 minutes of just you intaking and breathing your cigarette out.
But anyway, Kenny, I need a review of Spencer Gifts in the mall.
Yeah, do a review on that.
I need a review on Spencer Gifts if you're going to the mall.
I think I might start doing that. We almost went to a craft fair today.
Yeah, nice.
The review
you
that.
Are whipped.
Anyway. Well, now I like that shit.
You like craft fairs?
He's got a bunch of macaroni just sitting at home waiting to be glued.
Hey, Jim, didn't I send you a snow globe that I built?
You built?
Out of coffee creamers.
So like
yeah, no,
I didn't know. I didn't think you were that level. I thought you were like a lower level.
Generally, with somebody.
All right. Well, anyway, we love you.
Anywho,
how's the weather there in Colorado?
I will tell you what. It's fucking cold. It's Ooh. Like it was like 3 degrees this morning. Ugh. I had to work at 6:30.
Ew.
Yeah, 3. yeah,
3.
Wait, what time?
I had to work at 6:30.
Ugh, that's fucking horrible.
I was just talking about, did you ever notice that jerk and work rhyme?
That's
no.
not a coincidence.
No, not until right now, but.
Fucking not a coincidence.
Because that's where you
How
meet all the
be?
Jerkies. Anyway, hey,
Science.
Kenny. We will talk to you soon, and I hope everything's great there in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
it's finals week. So I'm getting drunk.
Yeah.
That shit.
Get drunk.
Fuck that shit.
You're going to pass the getting drunk final, I'll tell you that.
Actually, what we decided is that the best way to, like, deal with maybe a weird situation, like you flunked a test and you had to go in to talk to your professor, or you have a weird bank statement that you need to go deal with, dress up like it's Halloween and go deal with them that way. Because you're totally out of character. You could say shit that you you'd even make yourself believe. Anyway,
Kenny, we need to talk about your final, and then Kenny shows up.
Dressed as a pirate.
Dressed as a pirate.
Dressed as a cowboy with
How
some
How would that
six
conversation
shooters.
Go?
But, hey, it's my half birthday.
Happy half birthday. What are you doing for your half birthday?
I'm going to go to a Christmas party tonight.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm gonna
a little eggnog.
Tons of eggnog. I'm gonna get so much eggnog in me.
You're gonna puke up eggnog. Hopefully,
tomorrow's gonna be a wasted day.
Curdled up eggnog, ready. Well, I'm gonna actually bird feed it to my cat. So
you get it in your mouth and then you spit it into Mingus's.
It's like the same sound he makes when he's looking at a mouse.
He's got half his head in your mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like, meow, 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 meow.
Which meow, meow translates to more.
More, more.
Meow, 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 meow.
Anyway.
I've read that study. All right.
Well, hey, you have a good
one,
Kenny.
You go.
Thank you, Shadow Kenny.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Yep.
I like that Kenny has a question mark. Just like insert Kenny what? Here.
Yeah, I didn't. I just don't remember what Kenny looks like. I remember what Robert looked like. I was like, Robert, no. Robert's the dude with the kayak. And you were like, yeah. I'm like, got it.
The Kenny's kayak?
On when he was the Discovery Channel.
No, he had a surfboard. He was surfing.
Oh, he was surfing. I thought it was a kayak.
No, it was a guy with the kayak tried to save him.
Oh, that's
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, that's what it
you
was.
You know what? Dude, I saw him downtown in his kayak. At Pioneer Square.
Just sitting there, ghost.
Yeah, just doing his
oaring. Like sitting there with his little fucking wanker. Vestibule. But Kenny, I remember brain
Santa
freeze,
Claus
but I
outfit.
Look at him and it's dark. It's remember
you got a lot of growing up to do.
Remember the Academy Award winning film Ghost when the bad creatures come out and take away Patrick Swayze's
Kenny.
Evil coworker?
His nemesis.
That's like Kenny, except without the noises. It's more of like, hey. What's up?
Do I sound that ridiculous when I come up with my weird theories?
No, you are actually much more succinct. And
all right, we'll talk about it over breakfast.
Breffeth.
All right, let's do another movie madness, and then we'll move on to news.
We will.
Oops.
Nuns. No sense of humor.
This one's hard.
It is hard.
We're going to have to interrupt news and pop some
nuns. Away. No sense of humor.
Do you want one more and we
yeah.
go into
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
All right.
I apologize for calling your wife Bloated Warthog.
And I bid you good day.
Oh, Patrick knows it.
Patrick knows it.
I got it.
All right, Jenny, what do you got
in
the
news? I
feel
so embarrassed that I didn't get this earlier.
We got to do that, and we got some horror retro to do. Horoscope retrospect.
We do. Okay, news time. Elf threatens Santa with dynamite.
Wait, you can't leave for this one.
Okay, I'll read a different one first.
Okay, we're going back to the elf in retrospect.
Yeah. I thought this, Patrick got this one. I thought this was funny. Mayor claims Obama blocked peanuts special. Mayor calls
wait.
President a Muslim.
wait. Like the peanuts, like the Charlie Brown?
Yeah. Oh. Arlington, Tennessee. The mayor of a suburban Memphis city accused President Barack Obama of deliberately timing his speech about the war in Afghanistan this week to block the airing of the Peanuts Christmas television special.
That Muslim hates fucking animation.
Oh, he hates that Snoopy.
Oh.
According to the commercial appeal, Arlington Mayor Russell Wiseman, my ass, posted the statements on his Facebook page and said the president is Muslim, Obama is Christian. We sit the kids down to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Wait, he said both, or he said he was Muslim, but in reality...
Oh, in reality, Obama is a Christian.
I was going to be like, I thought he was...
I read that weird. I should have paused. We sit the kids down to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and our Muslim president is there. What a load, .. Try to convince me that wasn't done on purpose, he wrote, according to the newspaper.
<All right. laughs> I just want to say, when was the last time you watched the Charlie Brown Christmas
special? I actually watched it last year.
Okay.
But before that, it had been
years. A long time.
Yeah.
I would rather watch a speech about the war of Afghanistan rather than that, because the Charlie Brown Christmas special is a Charlie Brown special, which means fucking it's a 23-minute special that 13 minutes is of characters walking. Like, they just animate...
It's like Lord of the fucking Rings.
Exactly. They animate, like, a minute of film of a fucker walking, and then Charlie Brown walks out to Snoopy's. Charlie Brown walks into Linus's house. Linus walks over to Sally. They just are fucking walking. Yeah. They're boring.
You know what the thing is they have that great segue music in between their walking.
You know what? That music puts me to fucking sleep. No, that happens at the beginning. That
we need to auto-tune that.
We are doing
so. Actually,
your Vince.
We need to
Giraldi.
Get an auto-tuner.
We need to do Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown music with.
I have a soft spot in my heart for the Charlie Brown Christmas special, but a lot of them are really fucking boring.
They're boring. They're fucking depressing.
They are depressing.
Like at least Rudolph, you know, gets his ass kicked at reindeer school, but comes back and fuck you, dudes. I'm heading the sleigh now, motherfuckers. You know what? I've decided it's my Saturday. I'm getting it on.
Crack of the whip.
Get it on.
Doing it.
Right okay, again. Back to the previous story. Elf threatens Santa with dynamite. It's Morrow, Georgia. A man dressed as an elf disrupted Santa's holiday photo shoot at a Georgia mall Wednesday evening when he informed Santa Claus he was carrying a bag of dynamite. The incident happened inside South Lakes Mall Concourse, where children and parents gathered to take pictures with Santa. The man walked into the area and said he'd like to have his picture taken with Santa Claus. He informed Santa of the dynamite as they were preparing to take the picture.
He's dressed as an elf.
Did he whisper it?
Sweet nothings into Santa's ears?
Dynamite.
What do you want for Christmas, little man?
Yeah, little elf man.
I want a Holocaust cloak.
I want to blow your ass up, motherfucker.
I want some Chinese throwing stars, and also, I have a bag of dynamite.
Wait, keep reading?
Santa immediately notified mall security, who contacted Morrow Police Department. The mall was evacuated after officers discovered three suspicious bags near Santa. They weren't full of gifts.
Tell me they were like hot dogs.
What were they filled of? Filled with?
Morrow police blocked off roads and established a perimeter around the mall. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation bomb unit was dispatched to the scene. Police searched the entire mall complex and gave the all clear at 10 p.m. No dynamite was found. The man was later identified as William C. Caldwell and
elf.
Was arrested and charged with making terrorist threats and reckless conduct.
That shit has
Can
a
I see that story
that,
for a second?
That has a hefty ass spine, too, on it.
I wonder
nowadays.
What he was trying to, like, extort from Santa with his dynamite.
You know what? He was trying to get into a frat house. This is the new frat age.
Did you see the fucking picture of this
Yeah,
dude?
He looks scary.
He looks like an elf. Or like he a does. Gnome, like what?
You know who he looks like? He looks like the guy that...
He looks like Leif Erikson.
He kind of does. You're totally
Somebody
right.
Somebody photoshopped Leif Erikson. Yeah.
He totally does.
Leif Erikson's gone off the deep end yet again.
So, what the fuck are you thinking?
I don't know. Like, what was he trying to get? I don't understand.
See, this is kind of an idea that I have, is that why people come up with crimes now in order to get caught. Remember Butch Cassidy? They would get away. They'd rob banks and then fucking get away.
And if you watch that film, fucking three quarters of that documentary was about them trying to get away.
Right. So nowadays you have these people that have these capers that are just
they're idiots.
Stupid. It's like Ocean's.
Maybe they like it on the inside. They want to get thrown in jail.
Well, they want to.
So they can have three solid meals.
They want to get their 15 minutes.
Do you think that is?
Yeah, that could be.
Like some sociological, like...
I want to do a review of fucking William C. Caldwell and see how many times he appeared for, like, Rock of Love or, you know, for the love of Ray J or Brooklyn of New York, and they turned him down.
Okay, so this is...
He's like, I'm going to get my name in the paper somehow.
I look like an elf. Santa's got it coming.
How tall was he?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
7'2".
You know what? That's
he used to play for the Lakers.
Oh, speaking of fucking, we had our Christmas party at work, and I was at the McCorbank and Schmick's out in Beaverton, and I walk in, and I turn to the left, and I'm like, oh, look, there's Brandon Roy.
Who's that?
He's one of the Blazers.
One of the Blazers.
Oh, okay.
He's like, he's the best Blazer.
Oh.
I love him.
Do you love him?
Fun fact.
Yeah, I do.
Did you walk up and touch him?
No, but I went in, and I was like, dude, did you guys see Brandon Roy out there? And my friend Jan was like, I already got his autograph from a 10-year-old son.
Oh,
what was? How was he dressed? Was he dressed like normal?
Yeah, like a polo shirt.
He was a Viking outfit.
He was
just
like a pirate.
What the fuck do you think he's wearing? He's out for dinner.
He was wearing a dress.
If I'm Brandon Roy, I'm wearing a fucking goddamn Viking outfit.
He was just wearing like a polo shirt. It looked like he was in a business meeting or something.
I saw some
like a casual business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I could understand your question because I saw some guy when I was going to pick you guys up today, and there was some adult. He was a substantial American on his bike, and he was wearing a cape.
He was fat?
He was not wearing a cape.
Yeah, he was wearing a cape.
I saw a dude in Powell's who was wearing a cape once, and he was with his girlfriend.
Nice.
They were like holding
More like
hands,
sister.
And he had purple eyeshadow.
Yeah. No.
Was he goth? Like a goth cape?
Don't stop.
He was like 38 years old. He had short hair. It was just starting to bald at 38. He had purple like makeup around his eyes. Not like stop making that
what?
Noise, man.
Shut up. I'm almost there.
It was like purple mascara. It was purple mascara. It wasn't like around his eyes like Michael Stipe. And he was wearing like this t-shirt. This is something geeky that I didn't get the reference to, but I knew it was geeky. And he was wearing a fucking, he wasn't even wearing like a full cape. He was wearing a cape that didn't even get down to his bottom, like to his back,
butt.
To his butt.
Bottom.
It was like a half cape, like a cape made for an 8-year-old. And the
Did
woman
Did the cape
that,
say something on it?
No, it was just a red cape. Not even a Superman cape. It was almost like made out of like fucking like
polyester.
Velvet. Elf smells. Like, and he's holding this girl's hand. And she kept, like, raising his hand to hers and kissing it. And then he would, like, kiss her. So it was his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Shit.
And she looked completely fucking normal. And she was kind of cute. And I'm like, really?
How did he pull that
really?
Off?
Really? I know guys, like, I'm looking at him going, June, she probably would have let you be a geek. And you don't wear a cape.
Yeah.
That you know of.
I tell you, if I don't get a girlfriend soon, things are going to go weird. Actually, you know
Cape
what I'm going to do?
City.
I'm going to buy some roller skates and one of those swamp fans, and I'm going to...
You know what?
You need to be like cruise. Terry on Reno 911. And
that's exactly what
Yeah. Roller skates, short shorts, sparkly tube top.
You know what? The only...
And you go work at Tacos.
You were actually pretty much the exact same with a girlfriend than without a girlfriend. Like, there's no really substantial change.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're actually just June. Like, June with a girlfriend is the same as June without a girlfriend.
Yeah, but that's not from the girlfriend's perspective.
It doesn't matter. It's from my perspective, which I'm only dealing with you.
Yeah, but the girlfriend has to deal with all the other shit.
Fine.
I mean, I'm not saying
I understand
shit,
that.
But like...
No, but you're kind of the same
I'm
person.
Up at 6 doing stupid crap. Like, looking for sound bites or writing
a
song.
And if you had a girlfriend, maybe they'd be like, why don't you come back here and cuddle with me? No. Come...
come back here. Come back here and fucking cuddle with me. And maybe you'd be like, well, you're not getting the soundbite.
Fine. Fine.
Can I get a soundbite? No, then I get my soundbite. Oh, my God. I need a girlfriend for soundbites.
You need a
microphone. Do you think a girlfriend would get jealous of a soundbite girlfriend?
Like a fake girlfriend that was made up of soundbites?
Yeah, I
could
have one girlfriend that I'm like, you know,
June,
sexually
you
active
are
with
the best boyfriend I've ever met.
And then the other one, you just kind of freak
you,
out and scare all the time.
Girlfriend.
Can you go get me a cup of orange juice? No, my soundbite girlfriend wouldn't do that. June, what do you need right now?
I don't think it'd go over.
I don't think it would either. But if you found a girl that it would go over with, sure.
She's
a keeper.
Let's do it.
Hi.
Booyah.
I'm Candy.
Can I give you a hint, Jenny?
I totally don't know.
The voice that said, I know you are.
You want to hear it one more time?
Hear it one more time. I'll give you a hint.
Hi. I'm Candy.
Prostitute.
Of course you are.
The voice that
There's
says...
There's your reverb on that door.
Of course you are. He actually is a voice actor for SpongeBob SquarePants right now, and he does the voice for Mr. Krab.
Actually,
I don't think that was a hint. That was just a fun fact.
That was a fun fact. I liked it.
Fun fact.
All right.
All right, I got one more.
All right, hit me, baby.
Hostage released for pizza. An Australian prison guard held hostage for 2 days was released after a ransom demand for pizzas was met.
Well, they're closer to Italy than we are, right?
Pizza was invented in China.
Is that true?
Sure.
Busted. I totally bought it.
Busted.
God damn it.
It's completely true.
Fuck you.
It was Marco Polo brought pizza back from China.
And it was delicious.
You don't agree with me on that one?
Oh, no, but I love it. I think it's good.
Anyway, continue.
You had to put that in the timeline. The human timeline.
That was something
I'll
my father. That was something
pizza.
my stepfather told me when I was really little that I bought for like 15 years of my life. It's like, did you, like I'm telling people when I'm like 17 years old, you know, pizza was invented in China.
You're like, check out Neum's Mr. Smart
and
Guy.
And I know my stepfather was sitting there going, fucking idiot.
Well, okay, there's certain, you know, the whatever.
I know your father did shit like this to you all the time.
Me constantly. But to have that as your default for fucking pizza, okay, that's worth having kids for. I take it back. I want kids again.
Yeah, because you can just fucking corrupt them.
Oh, man, I'm going to be like.
My high school boyfriend, Nick, his dad told him when he was really little that his teeth were called crocodiles.
Oh,
I think the word was crocodiles, and he was like, go brush your crocodiles, and
I
he believed
Nick
it for a long
uses
time.
That.
Oh, like he just...
Like the word was replaced by crocodiles.
Not to change the subject, but we should get a hold of Nick.
Yeah, it would be great to... He works on Robot Chicken.
Yeah, Nick's an animator on Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
We should,
which is awesome.
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
I haven't either. I haven't talked to him in a really long time. He probably has some
Lori.
Fucking rad stories about working on Robot Chicken, and
he
lives in Venice Beach.
I'll get a hold of him. I'll contact him.
I'm pretty sure his phone number is still the same. I've got it, but...
Well, next time he comes up, too, we'll just have him...
I know, he hasn't been
Saturday.
To Portland for a really
he'd
long
be,
time.
He'd
be
totally
great
into
to have
it.
On the yeah. show.
Has he gotten his crocodiles capped?
Probably, now that he's in Cali.
Whitened and capped.
Up to 20 inmates at the Risdon prison in Hobart, Tasmania, seized the guard in a protest over conditions in the maximum security jail. Initially, they made 24 demands to authorities, but eventually gave up their hostage after agreeing to 15 pizzas, Coke, and garlic bread.
You know what? Simple creature comforts.
No, you know what? Actually, that's... I wish that there was a lot of other demands that were met. You know, like, you get people that want the cop suicide. Maybe they should just hold up in their home. That's terrible.
I want
the
cop.
What do you mean by the cop suicide?
Well, you know what a cop suicide is, right?
No.
It's when you get a gun and you don't put any bullets in it. You take a hostage.
Oh, and then
you
walk up and
they
shoot you. Okay, yeah.
That could be diverted through creature comforts.
Garlic
I'm sorry
bread
if anybody's listening has had anybody die from that.
That's pretty much it on that story. But yeah, they just wanted pizza. Oh, and the guard.
But they
is...
got it. Did they give them time to eat the pizza? Because once the pizza is delivered, did they
then,
like, storm?
They're like, done. You got your pizza. Fuck
like,
you. You don't even get
time
to eat it.
Like, seriously, you should be
enjoy
sitting there
it,
going,
digest
we need like
it.
An hour. We're going to watch
can,
Ellen.
Yeah, can we have a movie?
They get some dude in there with their finger to make him barf it up, and then
so they maybe can cram more back in, and keep their girlish figure.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but anyway. Oops, excuse me. Sorry about that. I vehemently try not to disperse any of that. All right, you're gonna miss that. Patrick's gonna go shishi. But what?
She's
Hawaiian
for pee-pee.
For potty. Going to the bathroom.
When I went to Hawaii, June taught me lots of useful Hawaiian phrases.
What for instance?
Wahine.
Wahine, girl.
Is girl. God, I can't remember.
Kane is man.
You told me, there was a couple things that you said, like, if somebody yells this at you, it's not good, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, the pigeon stuff.
Yeah.
You won't don't yell at anybody.
Yeah, and I never, actually, when I was there, I didn't really, like...
You didn't get that shit?
No, I didn't hear anybody speaking the pigeon dialect.
Well, you kind of did the tourist thing.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was with my family, so we did a lot of... I didn't really go off the beaten path anywhere.
Well, when Jenny went to Hawaii, just backtrack, I spent a lot of time in Hawaii. My parents used to live there, so I would go over there a lot and visit them and stay with them for extended periods of time and shit. So when... excuse me, when Jenny went, I was telling her all the cool spots to kind of go check out. And I mean, I don't know Waikiki very much. I was always on Kauai. But I was over in Waikiki, you know, a couple times. One time in particular for quite a long time. And so I was telling her to go to the food box, like the food cart type of things that they have. And the food carts over in Hawaii are fucking fantastic. They, I don't know, $6, and Hawaii is really expensive.
It's so expensive.
But you can go to the food carts, and for $5, you can get this huge meal and eat for 2 days, well, for two meals on.
Yeah.
And
I never got to do it because, you know, like my dad's idea of Hawaii was going to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. I'm serious, you know. So you know, it was a lot of. I mean, I didn't even really like. Get to eat any good sushi even because my dad's not going for the sushi. He's a meat and potatoes kind of a man.
Right, right. Well, you know,
but it was fun. I would love to go back when I could actually go with friends and do the shit that I wanted to do. Right. Plus, I'd like to go somewhere besides Waikiki. But
yeah, well,
swimming was fucking rad.
Oahu's
beautiful weather.
Especially, I mean, that's a city. It's a huge city. I mean, it's in a wonderful environment, but man, it's a city.
Yeah.
I remember. On Kauai, we used to go to Bette Midler's house.
What?
And
like show up for parties?
No, just go there. Okay, it doesn't sound as cool as it's not as cool as it sounds. What happens is in Hawaii, if you get caught growing marijuana on your estate, the state actually confiscates it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was having a house built there, and the contractor decided to grow a bunch of weed, and. Got caught.
Yeah.
And so the state of Kauai, well, it's actually the county of Kauai. Each island is a different county.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the county of Kauai decided, you know, we're going to confiscate the estate. But she had a mansion built there, and she had an actual waterfall and pool built there. And we used to go there and just jump off the waterfall.
You just like break.
And swim and shit.
That's pretty cool. I mean,
and there I remember there'd be a donkey standing there.
What
and,
are you?
And you're just like jumping
about?
Off the like right off the side. There was like a huge pasture, and so there was all.
Was
kinds
it Bette
of,
Midler's donkey?
I think it was Bette Midler. And
what's with you and the mule all the time?
What do you mean? You guys are bringing up the mule. Guys gotta have love
the donkey,
on the island.
The donkey
island romance.
The See, donkey was ratting you out for breaking into like, Bette Midler's house. Yo. He'd like alert.
Some say hello.
But
he would alert Midler to your,
a couple times
to your meddling.
Alert Midler, the new record by Mother's
by Attack
Lair.
Attack.
So we used to go there. We used to go there, you know, a lot and jump off the waterfall. Especially when I bring friends over from the mainland and go over there and just go, hey, let's go to Bette Midler's house
and fucking
jump
swim
off the waterfall.
That sounds pretty kick-ass to me.
But it was.
I didn't do
really
anything
cool.
That cool when I was in Hawaii.
That's why next time, I don't know if I'm ready to go back, but when I do, I'll take all you guys and show you.
That would be so much fun to go with somebody who actually knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
How long were you in Hawaii for?
I mean, I think I went over that like 15 times.
But
for,
like,
I don't know, 3 weeks to a month to 6 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have, it's a crude.
I mean, I had my own bedroom when I go there. Well, it was my parents. I mean, my parents are there. So it was, you know, what's weird is at the time I hated going. Not, I didn't hate going because I'd love to see my family, but I was like, Hawaii again. And now I'm like, you fucking little cunt.
You spoiled little bitch.
Fuck you. You get to go to Hawaii. You know, in retrospect.
Like, oh, yeah, I got to go to Missoula, Jesus. Montana.
Fuck, I'm flying back to Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, I got to go to fucking New
Hampshire. At last, the gathering.
I am retarded.
You got it? You got locked up?
I got locked.
I want to know. Can I know now?
No, you can't.
Damn it.
Nine. All right, we'll do one more, and then we're going to move on.
Help me, I'm drowning!
You can't drown, you fool. You're immortal.
I have no idea.
Really?
I should. Are you sure it's something I've seen?
Yeah. Oh, it's something. Yeah, it's a good documentary.
I'm pretty sure it's something.
So let's move on to a horoscope retrospect.
I did not fucking know at all.
This week I put a little thing out saying, hey, does somebody want their horoscopes read out loud.
Read in my mind.
Pooped out on the internet by us. Oh, wait, actually, you know what? Let's do, we haven't figured it out yet. Never mind. Horoscope retrospective.
Pick somebody.
Let's do a Gemini, which with Heather and Andrea wanted to have theirs read.
And you are also a Gemini.
I'm also a Gemini.
Okay. Okay. These are from The Onion.
Hey, wait, one sec. Sorry, didn't mean to cut
That's
you off.
Okay.
If anybody has a better fucking source,
yeah, seriously,
of
we can't find anything
that are kind of funny or
and not
or
too
good.
Long.
Just like, come on, send
we
us
can't
something.
Find shit on the internet's letting us down.
You can call me at 503-928-7751 or
I forget my phone number, man. Operators are standing by at 503-928-7751 or 971-212-6642.
Call us.
Or you leave us a message on Facebook if you can find a website.
Do it because
be
we are
awesome.
Sick of looking.
We can't find anything that's good, and the fucking Willamette Week is bullshit. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Gemini. Years of backbreaking work will finally pay off when your sales manager walking hurriedly down the hall nods faintly in your general direction this week.
Oh, there we go.
Does that kind of make sense? A little bit for you? Replace sales manager with just manager.
No, I don't think it doesn't. I call shenanigans.
There's also another one here for Gemini. You will bring shame to your town coroner by causing him to laugh uncontrollably throughout your autopsy.
Actually, yeah, that's perfect. Okay. I played the zombie game. Zombie game.
Okay, who's next?
Miranda is a Cancer.
Miranda is a when is a Cancer?
She's a brain scientist
it
too.
It is. Oh, it doesn't. Oh wait, Cancer June 22nd through July 22nd.
Okay, so it's right after Gemini's.
Did it actually fall that way?
Huh. Yeah, Gemini. You're a Gemini.
Zodiac is
Cancer comes after.
I can't.
That, yeah.
It makes me.
Though you insist you can stop drinking whenever you want, the truth is you can't seem to function without 4 or 5 or 6 pints of water a day.
See, we gotta.
We gotta get
a
new one.
We gotta have a better one. Pinball Josh from the Crazy Flipper Fingers is a Libra.
A Libra. That
balance
is September
scales.
23rd through October 23rd. The stars indicate that this is not a good week to start a new love affair. It's a fine week, however, to continue enjoying the old one.
Does this suck? Or is
it
just me?
I think we end this today.
Really?
No, we don't end end the horoscopes today. Today, like as
until we find a good
until
one.
Until we find something
we
that's
it.
Worth
we,
it.
We
seriously.
End this segment right now. We end it.
Yeah, done.
We got
three more people. We'll do three more people real quick. Sandy's a Virgo.
What's a Virgo?
Virgo is August 23rd through September 22nd.
So it's right after Leo. Okay.
Admit it. Things just haven't been the same for you since you gave in and started wearing pants again.
God.
So dumb.
Damn, it's like someone douched in my mouth with a little bit of
cum. You know what this is? This is... This is a late night TV show monologue where every fucking line bombs.
Yeah. And it's all very uncomfortable for everyone involved.
It's like Sweet Karen is Aquarius.
Oh, she is?
Yep.
What is an Aquarius?
January 20th through February 18th. And Sweet Karen's birthday is actually Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
She's a sweet baby, yes. Oh. Valentine's. The Zodiac is still around during the daytime, even if you can't see it. So don't try anything funny, okay?
Can I make a suggestion of people that are born on Valentine's Day? If you're
shut up.
What?
Not you. Just nothing. I'm done. Sorry.
Do you want me to shut up now?
No.
No, not you.
He meant that that was the suggestion for people.
I was
going to
go into a diatribe, and I decided just to
born on February 14th, your parents were having really drunken fuck sex. Because what is that? What January, December, November, October.
September.
What the fuck?
August. They're having drunken summer sex. They're listening.
Hot child in the city.
They were listening to that. They were listening to Skynyrd. They were listening to something. They were fucking having drunken August sex. So having you born on a day that means love, oh, I was born on this day. It's kind of like, oh, this celebrity was born on the same day I was. It doesn't mean
like
shit.
That Karen was born on Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is a bullshit holiday.
It is. So you
and
look at it more.
It's fun. It's Karen's birthday. I don't even give a shit about Valentine's Day.
It's kind of like that's why people should name their children Adolf.
What? Why?
Because take it away from some stupid small dick fucker.
Right.
And then if you had a nephew who was named Adolf, you wouldn't think of Adolf Hitler first. You would think of my nephew.
My friend.
And
Adolf.
If you're
taking away the power of the name.
I'm taking away the power of the fucking name.
Yeah.
And that's kind what you like with, you know.
Seriously, though. You
the
could,
14th.
You totally
it's not
couldn't.
Valentine's Day. It's Sweet it's, Karen's
yeah.
birthday.
Yeah.
We're taking away the power of the name. Name your children Adolf. Not I fucking he was a dumbass and Nazis. I fucking hate.
Andrea Maddox is Taurus.
Rockets in flight. Boo. Taurus is April 20th through May 20th.
The bull.
Everyone doubted you when you said you were going to bike across the country last summer. Made them feel bad by telling them it's their fault you didn't. Make them feel bad by telling whatever.
This sucks.
Whatever.
All right, you know what?
This ain't no afternoon delight.
The horoscope is taking a complete fuck. We're redouching this out.
Okay, so
this is the Massengill of gods.
Good usage, by the way. That's fantastic. So I'm
throw in the towel.
Here we go. Fuck horoscope retrospect until we find a good
until we find
our Jupiter's in retrograde right now.
Don't you fucking goddamn badmouth Jupiter, you bitch.
I love you.
Jupiter
Jenny.
Is the stupidest planet of all the planets.
So
you have weak knees, I know this.
I do.
Okay, wait.
I need to find that book. I need to call that ex-girlfriend and say, what the fuck was that book in your bathroom?
I have a horoscope book at home, but it's like love signs. It's like how we could pick two people and then find out if they'd be good at fucking.
Well,
we could do that with celebs.
No,
like John Candy and Bette Midler.
Do you know any friends that are like
awesome? Fucking,
I'm done.
Yeah, doing it right on top of the waterfall and then falling
next
after
to
the climax.
Donkey.
I'm done.
Oh, my God.
That I'm donkey done. Is watching,
Hello.
You know.
The donkey
Although
is watching.
This music now stays for anything we have to do. Horoscopes and now stays. As soon as you got a horoscope, we need to hear this.
It's the first thing I ever bought on iTunes.
Really?
I bought it because I did a four-part harmony for it as a joke.
It's a good song.
Afternoon delight. Delight. Whatever.
Afternoon delight.
Wow.
Oh, you're not done with the acoustic guitar yet, baby.
Oh, shit. I'm getting.
Who's calling? Put him on the air.
Shit. I have it turned off over here.
When you answer, just say, you're on the air. Who is this? It's Kenny. Or it's Chris.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on? What's the plan?
Hey, we're running a little bit late on the show. Actually, you're on.
You're on the air.
You're being recorded right now.
Oh, shit.
Hey, hey, would it be cool if you came over here and grabbed me?
Yeah, but I was going to ask you, since you're over there, print out the map, too.
The map? I have no access to a printer.
You could write it.
But I have a photogenic memory.
That's okay. Super Jeff will do it.
Okay, cool.
Chris, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
At your funeral, which song do you want to be heard for the people who are mourning the loss of you?
That's a tough one.
It's Van Halen, though, right?
No. I'm thinking more strange, like Sticks. Like
Sonny and Cher?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
No. Sticks.
Sticks? I love it.
Actually,
what's your Sticks song? Mr. Roboto?
Well, no, Come Sail Away is the one that has the alien abduction at the end.
Is that so? You don't want calling occupants of interplanetary craft by the Carpenters? You want Sticks?
No, Sticks sucks. What am I? I'm full of shit. No, I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, can you get back to us on that one?
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Okay, you need some time.
All right.
Gentle giant.
All right, I'll be by your house in about, I don't know, what time do you want me to come by?
What time is it now? It's 4, I don't know, like a half hour?
All right, I'll be there in half
hour.
Hey,
thank you, Chris. Cheers.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
See you guys later.
Toodles.
Bye.
I think that was our first call-in.
That was awesome. It actually
thank
worked.
You, Chris. Thank you. You called in. He didn't know he was, but
look
then
look at us.
Hey, you know
we're
what?
Growing.
And again, I'd like to say fuck you to the dude at Radio Shack that said I couldn't come up with a way to have calls.
He tried to get June to buy some Jesus fucking Christ. Piece of equipment.
I but when we first
thanks Brent, you're a dick. Wait, was this the one at the Lloyd Center?
No, this was in Hollywood.
Okay, so it was Brent. Brent, you're a dick.
I just like
he's a naysayer.
Well, he thought I couldn't do it, and I was like, "Fuck you, I can do it."
And it's people like you who
blah,
fucking
blah,
killed
blah.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
That. True. Oh my God! I'm so.
Have we done Movie Madness yet? Like, have we? Are
I know.
We
I want to know what
up?
It is.
Hold on.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
No.
Remove your ear cup from your sexy left ear, and I'll whisper it into your.
No. Well,
mind.
I want you to win.
I don't. I'm giving. Let me give you
okay. This is a giveaway. Okay. Now after, so when I do it, I like have the hard ones.
Hard
first.
Sell.
And then I move softer,
mm-hmm,
and then I go
mm-hmm,
right for the money.
Mm-hmm,
God,
mm-hmm.
I got a boner.
There can be only one.
Nothing?
No.
What? Are you?
Okay, just tell me what it is.
I got one more. Okay, here we go.
You cannot die, McCloud.
I still don't know.
Ready?
What is it? You answer.
It's Fool's Gold with Matthew McConaughey.
You fucker! You totally just you.
I totally knew what the fuck it was,
no,
man.
No, I know, but I was like, I was thinking we're gonna have this like whole like dude.
Oh,
time.
You wanted a moment.
I thought you were gonna hit the seven. I was gonna hit the four.
Okay, ready? Okay. Oh, you want to? Okay, now we're
you
doing the
do
harmonies.
All right, let's
okay,
do it.
Ready?
One, two.
I've never seen that.
It's a great documentary.
I seriously, I've never seen
it's
it.
It's great.
I've heard it's
I'm
good,
sorry,
though.
June. I didn't mean to wreck your moment. I just thought
no.
It would be funny
you threw
for
me
you.
For a loop with the Fool's Gold thing. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Curly's Gold.
The search for Curly's Gold.
That's City Slickers 2.
City Slickers 2. Search for Curly's Gold. Electric Boogaloo.
I'm sorry. I just thought that would be funny. Like,
I'm fucking, I didn't ever even see it.
I liked it.
You liked what? Search for Curly's Gold.
Yes, there was... fucking
well the thing is like I have a hard time Highlander's crying and I had to choose a movie and
Highlander's
Jack
a badass
down.
I love
like
Jack
a,
Palance
like
Jack
rhino.
Palance went down in the first one then he got
is it Jack
Palance back.
Or Jack Palance
Jack Palance,
Palance.
It's Palance okay.
I think so
okay so which brings us into
he
our
won
next
an Oscar
segment.
That was an Oscar that was a bullshit he award he got an Oscar for that it was bullshit
what are you talking about
I he disagree. Shouldn't have gotten an
no. He was awesome in that.
Okay,
movie.
Next week we're on the show. We're going to look at the people he was up against, and we're going to do that. No, we're not. We're not going to do that at all.
We will never do
we
that.
We don't have the energy, and we're not going to. I'm not going to.
We're
gonna
not going to remember.
Remember.
We forget what we say 10 minutes after we say it.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Anyway.
This was Highlander was what year? It was recorded in real times. Actually, no, it wasn't. Okay, this is the definition that I want to bring into the show.
Okay.
So every movie that we refer to as a documentary, like Highlander, the documentary, right?
Right.
Which is fun. Mm-hmm. Good times.
It's fun.
It is fun. But when we're talking about a real documentary, we talk about a documentary like King of Kong. The documentary
or, that was
or
fucking
Hoop
great.
Dreams. The King of Kong made in real times.
So,
gotcha.
Right?
Hey,
I
saw
love
this
King
film.
Of Kong.
I did too. I liked it a lot.
I saw this film called Hoop Dreams, made in real time.
Okay.
And it featured just wonderful
Danny
shots
Day-Lewis.
Of, yeah.
I liked Hoop Dreams.
I will drink your milkshake. I will drink it up.
I love him.
Okay, so now we're going to move on into Dick or Not.
Okay.
Which, Highlander.
That's hard.
No, there's only like five on here.
Okay,
so.
Well, I forget after two.
Christopher Lambert, the guy that played Connor
Dick.
McCloud.
Dick, fucking Dick.
I say Dick, too.
Really?
I don't know why.
I kind of want him to be nice.
You want him to be nice, or do you think he's nice?
Oh, God, you caught me on my
No, mind. Like, I think he's a dick, but I...
You caught me in my own
It's not
mind
what you
game.
Want, it's what you know.
I have to go...
There can only be one. I fucked that up, too.
I, you know what? I have to go... I don't know.
Nope, no, you have to choose
no,
one.
No, we can
choose one now.
I have to say I don't know. I really seriously don't know. I mean, I know that there's lots of facts.
Can you
I know.
Ever see him in a bar in like 1984, really drunk, getting kicked out and
I'm
going,
I'm Connor McCloud from the Clam McCloud.
Saying, don't you know who I am? Can you not see him doing that?
No, I really don't know. I have no idea. Okay. Also, I think he's morphed into other, I'm not going into that. What the Roxanne Hart, the love interest.
I don't know who that is.
I know who she is because I've seen, like,
you know what? I couldn't
probably
even,
a nice person. Yeah, I don't even know.
I'm not
fucking
sure
nice.
Exactly what else
I bet
she's
sweet.
Been in.
She's never been in anything.
See, I think she's a dick.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I think she's
I'm
been
gonna
in,
not say because I don't know who she
I
is.
I think she's See? Been in nothing. I'm gonna agree with you actually, a bitch, because she was never in anything else That's to that right. level, and now she's just like
she dressed up like Catwoman.
That was Sean Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As she was Sidney Poitier.
But Sean
as
Young was
Roxanne
in Dune.
Hart as Sean Young. All right. Clancy Brown, the Krungren.
Oh, I love that
Sweet
guy.
Sweet motherfucking
awesome.
Dude.
Yeah, I say good
what
guy.
Else? Actually,
he was in Carnival.
He was in
and
Carnival.
And he's the voice of Mr. Crab in SpongeBob.
Gollum.
He does that voice.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he does.
I totally forgot. I was going to ask
he
you
was
who
that.
It was. I love him.
I think
he's a cool guy.
I bet awesome guy.
and his name's Clancy.
I'm gonna save
that's fucking cool.
I'm gonna
name.
Save Connery for the last.
Okay.
Okay, this guy is John Polito. John Polito. Okay, he's a really round looking dude. He's kind of balding, and he always has that pencil thin mustache. He's in tons of shit. He's in Barton Fink. He's in Miller's Crossing.
Oh, I know.
He's
who
actually
he is.
In Chud.
Fuck yeah.
Round guy.
I say cool guy.
I say
I have
cool
no idea
too.
Who he is.
I think he's cool. I think he'd be pretty
Chud.
Cool.
I want to watch Chud tonight.
Children. Wait.
What's Chud?
It's
an acronym. It's a
underground
cannibalistic
dwellers.
Humanoid underground
dwellers.
It's a good documentary. You'd like it.
Nope.
But yeah, he's in Barton Fink.
I haven't seen Barton Fink,
same,
and I haven't
like,
seen Miller's Crossing.
Those like are
the
this.
I haven't seen Miller's Crossing.
I haven't seen the two Coen brothers that you're films
you
that you're talking
it.
About right now.
And for finally, I don't even know if I should
Connery?
Say it. Connery.
Dick.
Cocksucker.
You'll rule the day, Trebek.
Complete great.
You'll rule.
I say
I think
losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Dick. Fucking dick.
I think he'd be kicking in the nuts, Dick.
I think he's a dick.
Yeah.
So, blah, blah, blah. Dick or not.
Anyways,
Highlander.
There's that. Woo.
There was
the Christopher Lambert one's good, though. Maybe he's a really cool guy. Maybe he's a dick. It's
yeah,
hard.
He's hard. He's
See,
hard
I
to
can't,
tell.
I can't read him. I told I for real. I mean, I'm not
what
like
else was
playing
he
the
in?
Devil's advocate.
That was
or
his thing.
He played in a couple other things. I didn't write down anything else, but I don't know. I can't read the dude.
Okay.
I mean, and that's all fucking hearsay.
Right. Even if you hear an interview with him, you might be like, oh, he was a really nice guy. Just, you hear another, like Billy Bob Thornton, you can hear an interview with him and go, really nice guy. And then you hear another interview with him and go, fucking dick. It depends.
Well, I just can't stop hearing his auto, his
auto-tune
from the Clan MacLeod. I'm Connor McLeod. I wonder if it's in here. Hold on. Isn't it somewhere? There can be only one.
You've never seen Highlander?
He's a Highlander, by God. The last sound he hears shall not be that of a wailing woman.
I am Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramirez.
You've
met the largest to King Charles V of Spain, and I'm at your service.
You need to watch that.
I should put it on my Netflix.
He's a Highlander, by God.
Ask me.
Help me,
yeah, I wonder if he's seen it. I'll have to ask
him. You're immortal.
He's seen it.
Oh, yeah, he has.
He has a penis.
If he has a penis, okay. He has seen it.
He does have a penis.
And he was existing in the 80s times.
He's seen it. And he might not like it, but just go, well, hey, I just haven't seen it. Watch it with me.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good documentary.
You can have halftime sex.
So anyway, we have come to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
I'm sad. I'm sad. Thank you guys for being here. I like this show.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad that you're back, Jenny.
Me too.
You could reach us at 503-928-7751.
Hey, June, what's that number again?
That is 503. The prefix is an Oregon prefix, but I figure everybody's got the cell phone.
Everyone does.
And they can call long distance. So once again, 503-928-7751. Should I do it like
the rapist?
Call now. 503-928-7751.
Call and leave a message, whatever you want. You can find us at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. You can, and if you don't want to fucking write it, we got a whole nother one. It's HCS, the acronym. Portland. HCSPortland@gmail.com. You can do that. You can or follow links for our Facebook page, right?
Yeah, Facebook page.
Download the show. Please tell a friend if you like the show. Yeah.
Do
tell it.
Also, ooh, another thing. If you got the Apple, what's it called? The iTunes. Take the iTunes test and write a little, what is it called? A review. And vote for us for good?
Yeah, I think you, yeah.
Maybe we should tell people not to give us 5 stars, but 2. That way we'll know we're doing well.
Sure. Yeah, well, fuck it. Because
no one ever gives you 2 stars.
If you like it,
they either give
you
3, 5, or 1. But if we know people are giving us 2, we know that they're actually paying attention.
That they're actually listening.
My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Patrick.
And we're going to do another show next week. And thanks for taking your time to listen to our shit. I know there's so much stuff out there that you could listen to, but we appreciate it.
Thank you. Drink beer and get laid.
Do it. This is Mark Lanigan.
Can you stay here next to me? We'll just keep driving. Because of you I see a light. And the Buick's a century, 73 like you. Some strange religion. I get my hands on some money, mama, and a shoddy night. Stared down the past and just got my eyes. Now I know there's no easy ride. She's been the kind who would take it in stride. Some Jack of Diamonds kicked her heart around. Did they know they were walking on holy ground? I almost called it a day so many times. Didn't know what it felt like to be alive. Nobody else. She looked past the scars and the burned out eyes and could see I'm no easy ride. She's just the kind who might get you to buy some strange religion. This jack of diamonds kicked her heart around. Be the end of me, but I'll still be with you. Is that Gideon next to me? I just keep driving. Because of you, I've been alive. In this Buick's a century. 73.